So with more and more music becoming available online every day, how does the average music fan sort through it all and find the music he wants? Well, one answer may be the personal playlist. Those are the compilations digital music enthusiasts use to keep track of their favorite tunes. Gideon D'Arcangelo has our story.
Andy Duncan is an aspiring musician in New York City who often gives playlists as birthday gifts. He finds his friends are reluctant to define themselves by any one style of music they listen to.
People's musical tastes are so eclectic now. That whole question, oh, what kind of music do you listen to when you meet someone? It's really obsolete now because everyone will say a little bit of everything. And that's where playlists are coming in.
And playlists are becoming big business. Alex Luke of Apple's iTunes Music Store says playlists posted by celebrities are driving sales.
We would see an artist like Moby put a song in his playlist and it would shoot into the top 10 on iTunes. There's clearly a discovery element and sales on the backside of it that occur almost every time.
This year, Apple launched iMix, an online space for customers to upload personal playlists, browse and rate lists, and buy from the iTunes store. iMix already has over 150,000 customer-contributed playlists in the bank.
We've seen consumers more engaged. We've seen just a general lift in activity since we've introduced it. The user base has grown, sales are up. iMix is one of the major contributing features that's making iTunes more compelling.
It has a lot to do with democracy in a way, right?
Toby Padilla has created MusicMobs.com, a website where members upload personal playlists in exchange for music recommendations.
By aggregating everybody's play counts, we can go through and say, like, okay, you like this music, here's a bunch of other people that have voted on this music, and here's other things they've voted on that you might not be aware of.
And Music Mobs turns that into cash by driving traffic to, you guessed it, the iTunes Music Store. Apple pays a 5% commission on all referred sales through its affiliate program. Music fans are beginning to share their playlists outside the digital world. Andy Duncan got the room moving recently at the New York City nightclub APT, where guests are invited to show off their playlists at a weekly iParty.
I started off with Coloring Bad, All for Love, because it's so high energy. Going from there, I went to Hot Butter, a 70s disco track. There's no words to that. That'll blend right into anything. And then what I play next, Telecommunication by Flock of Seagulls, good post-punk pop stuff.
Music companies are hoping that scenes like this are the future of music marketing. Buy a set of songs online, play it on the dance floor. The crowd goes home and buys it too. In New York, this is Gideon D'Arcangelo for Marketplace.
Some Flock of Seagulls to start your Thursday. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for being with us.